somehow or other, I feel a little strange actually talking about Valentine's Day without the girls being here. I'm not really that engaged in you or Kenny. And so,
likewise.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a nice guy at all.
I am a good guy. You're right, Richie. But having, there's no Jennifer and there's no Roberta here.
Yeah.
That kind of leaves Valentine's Day in a lurch.
Girls.
Yeah, no girls. Although
they
make it
sweet and fuzzy.
Yeah, they're very sweet and very fuzzy. The Italian city of Verona, where Shakespeare's lovers Romeo and Juliet lived, receives 1,000 letters addressed to Juliet every Valentine's Day.
Really? What's going on in those people's lives?
I don't have the slightest idea.
That they write a love letter to a fictitious person.
Yep.
That's been fictitiously dead for
1,000 years.
1,000?
When did
you... 1,500?
Long time.
So,
all right, 700
years. 700 years, 600 years.
Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler following your Twitter and Facebook post, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. Whatever is on your mind, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? What are you grateful for? What are you thinking about with regard to the Olympics? The Olympic Games, by the way, back historically, 1932 on this date, February 14th, the U.S. won its first Olympic bobsled competition, both the two-man and the four-man races, at the Winter Olympic Games that took place at Lake Placid, New York.
And what
other teams? They will listen to this. There were only 12 other countries involved in the Olympics in 1932.
Wow.
That was pretty interesting, huh? So, an Olympic memory. I feel like I should be on NBC. An Olympic moment,
you know,
sponsored by what?
Right now, I was thinking how dangerous the bobsled event is.
We were talking about it before you came on with us earlier. Never mind. Then the women. What was the event? What do they call the specific event where the women? And men, too, but the women are on these sleds, and their nose is right off.
The luge.
Is that the luge?
Those people
Skeleton.
Okay, yeah. Those people are crazy. So I just look up here, bobsled deaths.
Really?
Just because I think that over the years, there's been a lot of these. When the bobsled, you know, you're doing 90, 100 miles an hour, and that thing turns over, and those things are heavy.
Yeah.
It looks like there was a Sochi worker that was on the track. Wasn't killed, but was hurt, and then it looks like a luge worker was hurt. People standing on the track as somebody's coming down these things.
Really? Standing in the track.
You've got to broke both legs. Oh, ugh.
Man. Oof.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. I'm not sure about that sport. Last night we were watching the slope-style skiing. So earlier in the week, there's been the slope-style snowboard.
Yeah.
And slope-style is when they kind of like have these fence rails that they ride on, and then this, you know, metal rail that they slide down, and then there's three big jumps. And on the snowboard, it's one thing, but when you see somebody do this in skis, and they're doing the jumps backwards, landing backwards, like 200 feet, 115 feet backwards, it's amazing. These guys are nuts.
And there's some talent involved in that, I think.
Unbelievable. And a little bit of craziness, too. But it's
fun to watch. One of the things that people are talking about is how much the games have already cost. That is, what it cost Russia and the International Olympic Federation to bring everything there. And because of the cost, it's cost more to do this Winter Olympics than any other Olympics. I'm putting all of the numbers together. You combine all of the money that's been spent to build and promote and have a Winter Olympic Games prior to this year, all the money ever spent adds up to what they've spent for this one year alone. It's amazing.
Wow.
To the point of almost obscenity. And so the idea has been put forth. What do you think about this? Finding permanent homes for the Olympics, for the Summer Olympics and for the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, I like it.
Why is there this competition? Why has this not been done to this point, one would wonder?
Because every city wants the income that comes attached to the Olympic Games, so they all fight over it. But, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at an article right now. I just searched former Olympic cities, and there are pictures of former Olympic cities just basically in decay.
Right, nothing.
They don't get used ever again.
Right, they don't. Well, look at the Olympics. No, the World's Fair. You used to have the World's Fair.
Yeah.
On Flushing. I remember every time I drive to the airport in New York,
yeah,
you go by Flushing Meadow and see just that globe, and that's it. That's all that's left. They made a park out of it. Everything that was built for that big event, I think it was 1950-something, maybe. I don't remember when I was a kid. And there's nothing left. And the same thing happened. They don't even have World's Fairs anymore. And I wonder if that'll be what happens at the Olympics, because they're so expensive. Meanwhile, the fans over in Sochi are now paying attention to the weather, apparently. The unusually warm temperatures there have, if you look around, if there's a panning going on in the stadium, you'll see a lot of people without their shirts on. When you think about Winter Olympics and shirtless, those two don't necessarily go together, but they are going together this year. Story at DougStefan.com, seeing the fans without their shirts on. It's been nice. Weather.com says temperatures are 63 degrees there today.
Yeah.
And
down the mountain.
63, I wouldn't be going around shirtless. It'd be nice to maybe have on a short-sleeve shirt, but I think that's going a little far. But it does show you how silly it is to have had the games there to begin with. I mean, the whole thing doesn't add up. The only good thing about all of this is that the coverage on radio and television has been very good. The radio folks have been shining.
There's been no
TV, very good.
There's been no attacks.
That was way overdone, I think. As a matter of fact, while I'm talking about radio, what's been going on the radio this week? The severe weather, the way radio has handled this big storm as it's gone top line across the country, its effect, business closings and school closings and government closings and the weather itself. I think radio has acquitted itself extraordinarily well this week. The online coverage, social media, listeners engaging back and forth, helping folks. A lot of the radio people are talking, calling. You know, the talk radio programs that are on the air in these markets have been not only talking with officials, but they talk to people and their experiences. That's the best, I think, that's the best part of conversation radio, frankly. By the way, I would encourage that here. It's harder when you're doing a national program because people, even though there are a lot of folks listening to the station in the community, and there are certainly dozens of stations that carry this program through the weather belt that was unusually hit this week, you know, the stories are very sort of personal and crowded in to what might happen in an area that's 4 or 5 miles square. Having said that, though, there are lots of great heroic stories that we've talked about in ways that radio stations have covered things, whether people had to go to hotels. And I've just sent Kenny one of the coverages from one of the radio stations that carries the program. They sent pictures of what it was like because they couldn't get out of the station. This is an Atlanta station. Couldn't get out of the station, so they just had fun bobsledding and snow doing whatever up and down the driveway of the radio station because they couldn't get out. You know, that kind of stuff.
I put a bunch of guys up here in a hotel.
Yeah, you did, right?
Yeah, there, too.
You didn't have to last night, but night four, right? Last night it cleared off and pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, there is that. Just lots of things going on this week, and when you think about it, we're all thankful, even though the news media would have us think that, you know, the world was coming to an end. People have come around and have figured out how to make the best of this, and that's a cool thing. I want to spend some time later on in this half hour. I'm not sure how we'll time it. The deaths this week of Shirley Temple, Sid Caesar, and now Ralph Waite. And for some reason or other, I missed Pete Seeger dying. I said that to Kenny yesterday. I didn't realize at all until I was in the plane reading something in one of the entertainment magazines, a tribute to him. I just saw him on a PBS special not long ago. He and, it was Judy Collins singing some of his music. And so I just completely kind of missed my radar. Once in a while that happens. I don't know everything, as you can easily tell by listening to this program. And if you don't know it, Richie would be happy to point it out.
That's my job.
That's right, exactly. 16 after the hour. Are you still losing your hair? Is the brush, when you brush your hair, you're over the sink, you see the hair in the sink? Ooh. Or you're in the shower, you see the hair going down the shower? Ooh. Well, time for you to take some action with Provia. Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that'll help you fix this problem. And so if you're like the people, I got stacks of these email that I make reference to with people who are taking, using some of these products that we talk about here. This one is for thinning hair. It reactivates, reopens your pores so your aging follicles can grow through the pores again, and you will have your own natural hair back again before long. People will be complimenting you and say, hey, what happened? What'd you do? Did you have an operation? Nope. Just say you used Provia. Provia works, too, for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair. So if you've lost your hair, call 800-525-8319 to get it back. Where, oh, where has my hair gone? Well, you can look at it going down the sink, or you can do something about it. Call 800-525-8319. Order Provia risk-free. Get a free month supply with your order. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get free shipping as well. Priority shipping is free. They've extended that for the next week or so. 800-525-8319. Provia cleanses the pores in your head, gets all of the crud that's plugged them up out so the hair follicles can grow back again. You'll have regular hair, your hair, and there's a thickness thing in this natural Provia that makes your hair look thicker than it is. So it's just a win-win all the way around. Provia, get your hair back, 800-525-8319.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams, like,
I was good at Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes back. It was Boston.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This President's Day, Guitar Center wants you to feel like you have the power in your hands. Not the power to manage national affairs or change laws. I mean the cool kind of power, like the power of a Fender acoustic or an Ibanez electric guitar, $99 each. That's what I'm talking about. Plus hundreds of other deals, like a Harbinger PA system for just $169, or an MXL Vocal Mic or Fostex headphones, $19 each. Celebrate President's Day by feeling the power of the greatest feeling on earth, only at Guitar Center. Now through Monday.
Richie loves them guitars.
I do.
Guitar Center. This is the Doug Steffen Guitar Good Day program.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Barry White. Why not? Pretty good. Music, right? You're the first, the last, my everything. I love this stuff. Best rock music, love music. Crank it up, Richie. That's what you are, Richie.
That's what you are.
You're my
right.
Wonderful.
Don't forget it.
Only one like you, Richie. No way they're going to make two. Thank God for that.
You're all I'm living for. Your love I'll keep forever.
Forever.
Let's get a little freaky now. Stop. It's funny for a minute.
Valentine's music. Get to the love story. This is Taylor Swift. A montage of love songs for Valentine's Day here on Good Day. Taylor Swift, their love story. Here's Billy Joel.
I would not leave you in times of trouble.
Wow.
We never could have come this far.
1984 just hit me square in the face.
Moldy, oldy, goody, oldy.
Yeah.
Rusty Records, Wrinkled Records.
I'll take the bad times.
I love you just the way you are.
I take you just the way you are.
Olivia Newton-John.
I love you.
Honestly, I love you.
I honestly love you.
She's talking to me.
Really?
I hope so. Either that or her missing boyfriend at the bottom of the ocean.
I'm not trying to.
Whatever happened to him anyway, they were fine this time.
Didn't he end up showing up like 2 years later?
He's trying to get rid of her.
I think so.
Make you anything at all. But this feeling doesn't come along.
It's too sweet for some. It's good pop.
It's very sweet. I'm going to send this next one out to my mom because I remember listening to this artist as a kid all throughout the house.
I've always loved Ray Charles.
Hi-fi stereo player.
I can't stop loving.
This is a discharge playing this song. I made up my mind.
I've made up my mind.
I thought this was the quintessential Ray Charles routine for me.
To live in memory.
And you realize it all gets spoiled when you realize how much drug stuff he was doing.
He was a creative guy, and they have those faults.
Yeah. He didn't like doing these sorts of songs, but they put him on the map in a sense.
So I'll just live
my life. Dreams of yesterday.
Dreams of yesterday.
All right, let's update it a little bit.
Madonna.
What I'm dying to say is that I'm crazy for you.
Crazy for you.
You know it's true.
I can apply this to the lady that I have. I've been crazy for over a couple of years.
The last song put me in my living room when I was a kid with the hi-fi player. That song puts me in Georgetown.
Yeah.
And some of the clubs we used to hit when we were 20 years old, 21 years old.
Yeah.
It just like time stamps some of these songs.
All right, let's see where the Frank Sinatra song puts you then.
Someday, when I'm awfully low.
Love this song, but have no mental attachment to it.
I do. Early.
I will feel a glow just as I love you.
Just
the way you look tonight.
All right, Richie, let's do McCartney and Wings to wrap this up.
One of the greatest bass lines in rock history.
Silly love song. Lots of silly love songs, silly love thoughts, silly love actions. That's A-OK.
What's wrong with that?
Valentine's Day 2014 here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Because here I go again.
Have you had this thought? How can I meet someone nice? Here's a suggestion. Try AARP's online dating site, How About We? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Once you register, you can go directly to the Find a Date section or post something about yourself. The section I find most interesting is called Post Your Favorite Date Ideas. This is your chance to be specific. If I were single, I'd suggest going to a concert or painting with someone in the park. The premise about How About We is to connect with people whose interests match your own. That helps everything feel more natural. One suggestion to get you started more comfortably online is to pick a book for each other and then chat about it. The website is geared to the over 50 crowd. I'll put up a link. Check out the stories people have posted. The topics range from what do you look for in a mate to what's the perfect first date. And you can even find some sound dating advice. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
In 1952, Martha's parents drove her home in their brand spanking new coupe they just insured with a spiffy outfit called Geico.
In 1967, Chad got a far-out policy from Geico and saved himself some bodacious bread.
In 1994, Natalie got the 411 from her homegirls on a fat with a PH insurance policy from Geico.
Word to your mother.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Exciting half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Basically, our theme... Hello? Who's calling me? Ricky. That's supposed to be calling me, huh? Our theme... We have three
Such
themes
nerve.
That are sort of working their way through the program. The weather is number one. The Olympics, number two. You know how annoying it is for people... And I don't usually have my phone on, but I was just on it a few minutes ago. And I
It's 5:30 in the morning there. Who would be calling you? 5:30 in the morning.
My daughter, maybe. Anyway... the essence of the Olympics, the winter weather, and Valentine's Day sort of rolled into one. They are the main themes of our program today. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Email is supplanted by now what is culturally known as social media. Twitter.com/Good Day Show. Let's see, Facebook.com. Wait a minute, I do this backwards. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day.
Right.
And Instagram is becoming bigger too, but I don't know how we use Instagram here. How do we
You have
do
to
Instagram?
Put that on your phone.
Put it on my phone. Or
yes.
Anybody's phone. Everybody's phone. So, but how would we do it on the air, though? What would we do with Instagram on
you
the air?
You can't really. It's picture sharing.
Yeah, but you can... You can
go with it, though, right?
Sure. Well, not so much. I mean, you share it and show people what's going on. So it would be pictures that you share with people and show them what's going on. And I'll tell you, Instagram has pretty much taken over with the young crowd.
Yeah.
Like my niece and nephew. Yeah, they're all into it. And forget Facebook. My mom and dad are on Facebook. Who wants to go there?
Well, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's
what's
pictures.
What's the future of Facebook, then, if that's the case?
It's going to start dying off.
Really?
The kids don't, they aren't interested in Facebook. They aren't interested in having their parents watch what they're saying to their friends.
Except for the parents. For
Well, that's the whole reason Facebook got old, because the parents, Facebook started out as a college thing.
Mm-hmm.
Parents wanted to be able to talk to their kids in college.
Right.
Then other kids in high school started being on it, and then parents wanted to keep an eye on their kids.
Right.
And then, it got taken over by the 40 and up crowd.
The world was ruined after that.
And now kids are like, okay, we want to get out of this neighborhood. This is no fun. They're watching us.
All right. Speaking of watching, I got an email from one of our station managers in Connecticut to let us know that the total of the snowfall this season so far is 36 inches, and this is in central Connecticut. All right. So listening there, all the listeners needing the necessary information, they've coupled what they're doing. It's a music radio station that carries this program in the morning, and they have a lot of intensive news. And so then we've had a lot of that happen. I think then we have like last four or five months, we've had a number of stations convert from their own morning programs, people retiring, people dying, sadly, in some radio markets. And so they put us on with a newsman so they can have a nice personality program and keep people in touch with the local news. That's kind of what the trend is here in some of these metro regions. The storm certainly has affected people in a big way. Emergency situations have existed. And I don't mean to crow about this, but I think it's nice. We've had a lot of criticism of radio in the last 4, 5, 6 years, and some of it, frankly, justifiably so, because some big station management folks have fallen down on the job. They just weren't covering what was going on locally. You can do that nicely, putting it together with a program like this, and then putting the information in that people need to know, the traffic and the weather and the school closings and things like that. So that's all part of it. Thank you to Kristen Olson, who sent me that information. So we've got the snow. Actually, I was interested because we have a posting today at DougStephan.com. One of the items from today's show is about the Twitter feud going on between Al Roker, the weatherman, and the new mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, who so far has impressed me as being a complete jerk. I can't find much about this guy that I like, at least what I know about him. So Roker was blasting the mayor on Thursday, forecasting a disastrous one term for this guy, mostly because of the way he's handled the snow clearance. Roker, however, is not in New York. He's over at the Olympics with the rest of the Today crew. He was incensed that de Blasio allowed public schools to open during the snowstorm. And so he tweeted at New York City Mayor's Office, at New York City Schools, and the conversation.
Is it worth putting kids' safety at risk?
Well, that's what the mayor basically did. He fired back at Roker, telling him to stick to weather. He said, quote, "I respect Al Roker a lot, watched him on TV for many years. It's a different thing to run a city than to give the weather on TV. It's the weather. None of us control that." But Roker, Kenny, seemed to be sticking to his guns, from what I can see.
He fired back, "Mr. Mayor, I could never run New York City, but I know when it's time to keep kids at home from school."
Yeah. And normally you get, first of all, Cuomo, the governor of New York, declared a state of emergency in New York City and Long Island and those areas that were pretty much affected by this nor'easter. I think, to Roker's credit, he's pretty much a happy guy. Most of the weather guys are happy guys. He accused de Blasio of wrongly blaming the National Weather Service. How dare the mayor and the other people throw the weather service under the bus, the school bus, he wrote. Forecast was on time and on the money. Roker conceded he doesn't have the skills to be mayor of New York, but took one more shot. And Richie just went through that. So anyway,
Al blasted off pretty much, it was 8 tweets.
Yeah.
Going back and forth with them between 9 a.m. and noon.
So that's the power of social media, though, isn't it?
Al's got a lot of power on Twitter.
Of course he does. He has a big, big following.
He's a Twitter hero.
Yeah. I see, but I'm with him, and there's nothing about de Blasio. We're all spoiled, as much as maybe the 3 terms of Mayor Bloomberg brought about some controversies about drinks and smokes and stuff. The city, you listen to people like Roberto, would never have voted for Bloomberg and didn't the first time around, then loved him for the other 2 terms, as most other. He had an unprecedented 3 terms, won so solidly each time. The first time he bought his way in. I mean, the guy's a triple billionaire. So he wanted to win, and he bought a lot of advertising, and he got into the job, and then he showed that he could do it. And I think he's been a mayor that is not to be – I don't see any other mayors. I can't in my lifetime remember any other mayor being as on point, on the job, not political, just getting the job done as Bloomberg. I mean, it was perfect for New York City. And now this guy's blowing it all. Anyway, what did you start to say? I'm sorry, Richie.
I love the fact that the school chancellor in New York said Macy's is open. Why shouldn't we be open?
Yeah, right.
And Al fires back. Macy's is also open on Thanksgiving nights and Sundays. Are you kidding me?
There's a difference. I like Roker. I don't like the mayor of New York. I think the mayor doesn't have anything to do with whether the schools are open or not. But there is, I suppose, something to be said for how people get around in New York, because it's a whole different deal. They don't, you know, school buses and however public transportation operates. More, I think, getting the kids back and forth, or anybody. I mean, New York was pretty much shut down, as was Washington yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, no matter what side of the argument you may be on, interesting to see the point counterpoint.
But I will tell you, seeing how well it worked here in Washington with everything just being shut down and letting the guys with the plows do their job and just get it cleared out, in one day they cleared it all out. It was a good deal.
Well, but this is appropriate. This was a heavy winter storm. Oftentimes what happens is they cry wolf, and therefore the measures that are taken they're too creative, or they're too over the top.
Kill all the lawyers. Everybody's afraid of getting sued. Some kid's going to slip on his way to school. Shut all the schools down.
Boy, but didn't Alabama, I'm looking at some of these stations that are now reporting in. There's a gospel station that carries this program, and general manager, a guy named Dave, says we got 5 to 8 inches in Alabama. You got five. What do you do with 5 to 8 inches of snow in Alabama? You don't. You don't. There's no way you're going to be able to. Here's a Raleigh checking in with some photos of the gridlock. Again, 5 inches of snow. The most they've ever had there was like a quarter inch of snow. 5 inches. So, I don't know. What do you do? Have a conversation about global warming. That's what it is. Global warming. All right, so enough on the weather. Let's talk about Valentine's Day in a moment here on Good Day. 17 before the hour now.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Yeah, Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Map. It was Boston.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88weirdspice.com. People who have followed this plan at 88weirdspice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88weirdspice.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88weirdspice.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88weirdspice.com. Watch for free at 88weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88weirdspice.com.
Hey, girl, I missed you so much. Give me a yuck.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Nylabone, the all-natural dental treat that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. That's because Nutrident Complete's unique 360-degree scrubbing nubs fight built-up plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Billabone Nutrident and Nutrident Complete. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Available at PetSmart. To learn more about Nutrident and save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com. Nylabone.com.
Like that. That's very good. Woof, woof, woof. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Valentine's celebration continues. I love looking at this historically. The first Valentine cards were sent out in the 1800s. Matter of fact, a lady named Esther Howland given credit for sending the first Valentine's cards. But the commercial cards didn't begin until 1818, apparently. 64% of men do not make plans in advance for romantic Valentine's days with their sweethearts. Are you that stupid? What is the matter with you?
You know, one of the things I love about my wife is, I don't know, one of the first years we were married, like the first year or something, I brought her home roses. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when you buy roses on Valentine's Day, you get just crushed.
Right, of course you do.
And she was like, are you crazy? Don't ever buy me roses on Valentine's Day.
Good for her.
You can buy me roses 2 weeks before Valentine's Day, 3 weeks after. You know, do whatever. But don't ever buy roses on Valentine's Day. So I just buy her flowers, and she's like, that's great. And she also doesn't like going out with the crowds. I mean, it's just, it's mobbed in every single restaurant on Valentine's Day. So we go out the week before, the week after and do it.
Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, who's paying for Valentine's dinner? A, he is. B, she is. C, we're splitting it. What? D, we're eating at home. E, when's Valentine's Day? Our poll yesterday, ladies, what do you want for Valentine's Day? These were all women responding. 33% of you who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said all of what we had suggested. So let me go through what we suggested. Let's see. 13% said you wanted a card. 12% of you said you wanted chocolates. 7% of you said you wanted dinner out, 6% jewelry, 4% flowers, and 27% something other than what we had suggested. Maybe a little shaka-boom, bum-boom, ba-ba-boom, ba-boo, la-ba-ba-ba-ba. I'll put that here in this circumstance. But it's interesting to know that there is love in the air, right? Love is in the air. Isn't that another Barry White song? He had a couple of
Love is in the Air.
Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Yeah.
But that was Barry White.
That was
White.
Him, yeah.
Yeah, that was Barry White.
Yeah.
Okay. Our, let's see, our video of the day today, Richie. Maybe you can get the audio from this.
Very cool.
The folks at Durham Academy, North Carolina, have shot to internet stardom with their latest video announcement for students and parents.
You got to see this.
This is this lets students and parents know that school is closed because of the snow. Over a couple of million people have seen this video since it was posted on Wednesday afternoon. So here's some of the audio from our... You got to watch the
video. They try to make the school closing hip by posting a YouTube video, and it's very fun.
Here we go.
Ice, ice, baby.
Ice, ice, baby. It's like this.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back and the roads will glisten. Polar vortex has a hold of us tightly. Wind like a harpoon, daily and nightly. Will the power stop? No, I don't know. Turn up the heat and let go. Sleep falling down like a million missiles. Bringing school delays and early dismissals. Dance to the grocery store. Buy batteries before conditions become deadly. Slippery roads might be, so stay in your house and drink hot tea. Don't worry, kids, the learning's not lost. They'll ever know Moodle and they're across. If there's a problem, revision will solve it. Check out a book while the ice dissolves it.
Ice, ice, baby. No school is. Ice, ice, baby. No school is.
There you go.
And here's the original.
cold like a harpoon daily and nightly.
No ice ever thought that he would be used as a school dismissal.
Alright, so there it is. Putting everything in perspective on Valentine's Day. 51 after a good day.
When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kids don't.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
You must remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
A little bit, a couple of times in the recent months, Kenny, haven't we? Dooley Wilson, who played Sam in Casablanca, named one of the most romantic movies of all time. This is the one of the, I think this song kind of became the theme for this, as time goes by, for the movie Casablanca. I mean, what other song came out of a movie? I mean, what other song, when you get right down to it, maybe Judy Garland. There are some songs that go with the movies, but this
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Raindrops, yeah, exactly. Probably maybe a dozen, 14 songs that are so closely aligned to the movie that you can't mistake them for anything else.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's what this I think this is.
Not quite as romantic.
No, thank you, Richie. But I was the, where'd that come from? Okay, so anyway, we've got that movie music as we start movie moments on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry is here to go through the movies that are coming out this weekend, see if we got some good ones, see maybe what the predictions are, see if Monuments Men will do as well this weekend as it did last week. I think that's kind of a movie that holds up one way or another.
Yeah, it should hold up with an adult audience. By the way, I'm doing a revival this weekend of the 1990 movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg.
At your local playhouse there in Stroudsburg.
That was my Valentine's Day pick. What do you think?
That's very nice. Yeah, that's a good romantic movie. Absolutely is. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, so the movie that we have today was named, this is in the contest, named the most romantic film of all time in the same film critics poll that named Casablanca as one of the best romantic movies. This one actually was produced in 2002 and is usually considered a Christmas movie more than a Valentine's movie.
One of your favorite movies.
I love this movie.
Yeah.
And this will be easy for people to figure out. You'll like the sound. You'll call us. You have never seen it? What's the matter with you? What a grouch. 888-302-3684.
No explosions.
Yeah, right. There's no explosions in this movie. None. Explosions of love, sort of. All right, here's the first clip.
Let's go get the kicked out of us by them.
A little kid. That was a little too fast. You probably won't get it from that one. Give us another one, Reggie.
I thought it would be something worse.
Worse than the total agony of being in love.
No. You're right. Yeah, total agony.
Yeah. It really, this is, that voice you recognize mostly as an action hero these days, but he was very good in his movie, very good with that kid, as a matter of fact. All right, 888-302-3684. What's the, let's listen to the last clip.
And how long have you been in love with Carl, our enigmatic chief designer?
2 years, 7 months, 3 days, and I suppose an hour and 30 minutes.
Well, as much.
Do you think everybody knows?
Yes.
Do you think Carl knows?
Yes.
No, I know his voice.
Yeah. Remember, he was
in the movie with a lot of explosions, more explosions than any other movie ever
made. Yeah,
he's
been a big explosion, yeah, right. Big English star. And he was a heel in this movie. Would you use that term, Kenny, to describe him?
Yeah.
He's a heel.
Sort of a sap, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. So you got enough hints. 888-302-3684. You know what the name of the movie is. You win the swell prize. 60 seconds from now, we are going to give you what's coming out this weekend in the movies.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Hi, Chucker. So what's coming out this weekend we'll have to look forward to?
Four films hit theaters, Doug. Most of them opened on Wednesday already. Three related to Valentine's Day. There's a remake of About Last Night with actor Kevin Hart. He's riding high, co-starring in the comedy Ride Along, which has already made over $100 million.
I can't see him. I don't even begin to get him. I think he is...
I don't know if you remember the original About Last Night. It starred Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, and Jim Belushi. I'm not really a big fan of it. It was an 80s film. Also, Winter's Tale with Colin Farrell. Reviews are horrible. The trailer's awful. I don't know who would see it. And a remake of Endless Love. Also, the remake of the action movie RoboCop, which opened on Wednesday. Got a B+ from CinemaScore. I haven't seen it yet, but I have a friend who saw it, really liked it.
Very violent, though. Right.
You know, actually, they cut it down at this remix PG-13. The original was very violent. That was one of the most hard-R movies of the 80s, but that movie was, in my opinion, a classic. I'm going to predict the Lego movie number one again, though. I'm going to take my daughter to
And number two, maybe Monuments Men. All right, Sarah, what's the name of the movie?
Hi there. The name of the movie is Love Actually.
You love it, too, right? I can tell by your voice.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't it a great movie?
It's
great,
so
great, great.
Romantic.
Yeah, it's very sweet. Happy Valentine's Day, Sarah. Hold on.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.